Urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and we invite your calls about whatever you'd like to talk about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. I was just reading an article on the shooting at Sandy Hook, you remember, where 20 students were shot and certainly six adults were shot, and of course they're using that to justify gun control. And they're saying, oh, if we could just certainly take the guns away from the people, or if we change the registration laws so that people just can't go out and buy guns, and we have a lot more checking on people and limitation of the ability to have guns. And then, of course, as you look at Sandy Hook, there have been all sorts of stories out there. Some stories have said there really were no children shot. This was all make-believe. Everything was actors. And, of course, this is all part of the organized effort to confuse the issue. I have no question the children were killed. The adults were killed. But, of course, then they, well, there were other people involved. And there was somebody hiding in the woods. And we don't know whether there was anybody else involved or not. But that is not the real issue. You see, they play games with our minds on any issue of this sort, and they want to get us off thinking about all sorts of other things. There are certain specific things you need to know about weapons, and that is, as John Lott, and we've had John Lott a number of times as a guest, he's a gentleman who's done a lot of research. He's a college professor. And basically, he started out analyzing guns, thinking that perhaps gun registration would help. And he found, though, that where you limited the right of the people to have weapons, why certainly the incidence of violence went up. And if you compare communities where the people have the right to have weapons, even to carry weapons and concealed weapons, for instance, in Virginia, right next to Washington, D.C., where they have certainly very, very good gun laws. People can have certainly concealed weapons. They're not hard to get. Why? And then you go right across the river from there into Washington, D.C., one of the highest levels of murder and gun violence. And yet, of course, you go across the river into Virginia, where the people have the right to keep and bear arms. And there's very little crime, much lower. I mean, probably 5 to 10% at the most of the violence you have in our nation's capital. And you see, cities like Chicago and like Sydney and New York, where they have strict gun control laws and deleterious, frightening levels of murder and gun violence. And then you let people have guns. And I would simply say one simple thing. What about Sandy Hook? Well, what could have been done? Well, Sandy Hook was a school. It was basically a gun-free zone. No one was allowed to have a weapon there. If there had been one person with a weapon, they could have prevented the murder of those 20 children and six adults. And we never talk about that. They want to get us off talking about, oh, maybe none of the children were really killed. Maybe it was all just a put on, or maybe there were other people involved. But look at this simple issue. If there had been somebody there with a gun, those children would be alive today, or most of them would. And basically, it's in the areas where you have strict gun control laws that you have these terrible, violent acts. So let's just get back to what this is really about. We need to have an armed population to protect ourselves increasingly as we have more and more violence, as they destroy the moral fabric of our society. Our telephone number is 1- 800-1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. It's open lines. Give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than the coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and the day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We, the staff at Freeze Dry Guy, have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Art to Stan. It's open lines. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we're suddenly having a cold wave sweep across our country, and nobody's telling you why we're having this cold wave. We know it's suddenly large parts of the country are very, very cold. About half the country is suddenly getting down to icy, and suddenly people are dying because of the cold, and we've never seen in many areas of our country areas as cold as we're having right now. Now, why is this? Are they somebody engineering the weather? We know they have the ability to do that. They can use the HARP techniques. They can use spraying. They have all sorts of techniques for modifying the weather. If you don't believe that, go up on the internet and simply write down rainmakers. How can I contact a rainmaker? And you'll find out that you can actually call rainmakers, and they will actually create weather changes in your area. If you want maybe more snow, for maybe you have a ski ranch, something like that, they can change the weather. But are there other factors at work today? Well, suddenly we know that the sun goes through various stages of development. And sometimes there are all sorts of flares, solar flares. Sometimes the sun is hotter than at other times. We don't understand that, but the sun goes through cycles, about 11-year cycle, and it's always been anticipated that here, and certainly in that 2012, 2013 and 2014, we would be at the climax of the sun's cycle, and we'd be having a lot of solar flares. And of course, there's a real worry about solar flares, because if you were to have a massive solar flare, why, if it were to hit Earth, it was to hit certainly our country, why, it could wipe out certainly our whole electronic grid, and we would be plunged back to where we were back certainly in the 1850s, and because you'd go on for a number of years, and millions of Americans would die. And if this sounds like scare talk, I would simply suggest that you get our 4-CD set or our DVD by Ambassador Henry Cooper on the threat of an EMP attack. But if you certainly don't want to get that, well, you can get off the internet. You can pull down the 180-page Senate report. It's a congressional report. Anyway, it's a congressional report on the threat of an EMP attack, basically an eight-year record. They have one at 4 years, one at 8 years. Well, they have about eight scientists who actually evaluate the threat of an EMP attack, and they came to the conclusion that certainly either the possibility of the explosion of a nuclear device over the center of our country or a massive solar flare could simply wipe out our electronic grid, burn out our transformers, and millions, perhaps 100 or even 200 million Americans would die. This is a congressional report, totally blacked out by the media, came out in 2008. You can pull it down off the internet. If you can't, well, we provide it for you. We'd have to charge you for it. But basically, you need to get the 4-CD set. You need to get the DVD, a talk that Ambassador Henry Cooper gave for our conference here a couple of years ago. But you need to understand that this is a very real threat. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because yesterday morning early, this is Tuesday morning, why the sun has been, instead of being very, very active, it's been anticipated. For the last 6 months, the sun has not been active. In fact, there have been no major flares. They were anticipating all sorts of major flares, and the sun hasn't been having all these flares. The sun has been almost dormant. It has not really been putting out as much heat as it has. I don't know what part that plays in this wave of cold that we have, but certainly it may play some part of it. But the sun has been dormant and really almost no solar flares. There were some on the other side of the sun, but not on this side of the sun, until yesterday morning, when there was a massive solar flare, and it said that the size of this flare on the surface of the sun would make up about three Earths. And there was a massive flare. It came out. It will arrive tomorrow. We do not know how serious it's going to be. It's probably not going to be a major one that's not going to wipe out our electrical system. But the fact that we suddenly have this, number one, after being dormant for 6 months, we suddenly have a massive solar flare. The fact that it was released yesterday morning, it'll be arriving probably sometime tomorrow, and not a word in the controlled media. You can go up certainly to Prison Planet, or you can simply go up on the internet and type in solar flare on the way, solar flare on the way to Earth, something like that, and you can read what I'm telling you, and you'll find it's true. But the fact that this is not mentioned by the controlled media makes me wonder why. I mean, this is a great subject. It'd be a source of news, and yet it's totally blacked out by the controlled media. And all I can say is it's very interesting. It's blacked out. It's very interesting that we're going to have a major flare hit Earth tomorrow, or probably hurt Earth tomorrow. And it'll be interesting to see what happens. I'm not suggesting that we're going to end America. We're going to be plunged back in the 1850s tomorrow. But this is a major, major solar flare. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines, and we'll talk to everybody about whatever you would like to talk about. Would you like to talk about certainly what's going on in the Middle East and the fact that there's not only a matter of time before we're having a major war over there? Would you like to talk about certainly what's going on economically? Because we're on the verge, I believe, of a major economic catastrophe. Those of you who heard our program, suddenly 3 o'clock on Monday, we had Gerald Celletti with us for about half an hour, and he was very open that he thinks within the latest six months, we're going to begin to see the implosion of our financial system. And he's been at this for 30 years. He doesn't usually make such a dramatic suddenly statement, but with the interest rates going up, and remember, as the interest rates go up, while the economy begins to slow, they've been keeping the interest rates down artificially. Now, they've been pouring almost $1 trillion a year into our economy, and they've cut back on it now, maybe only about 10%. But suddenly the economy is not healthy. They're telling us, oh, look at all the jobs. My goodness, 220,000 new jobs a month. Ladies and gentlemen, it takes 150,000 new jobs a month just to keep up with the increase in population. And for every job you get, an awful lot of people are losing their jobs. They're not being honest with us about the unemployment. They will tell you it's down to 7%. But go to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Go to the Bureau of Labor Statistics and type in U6 unemployment, and you'll find out the real unemployment rate of the unemployed, the underemployed, and those who've simply given up looking for work. Because if you've given up looking for work, you're not considered unemployed. And we're talking 14 to 15%. And then you go to John Williams' website. And John Williams is an independent economist who isn't paid for by the government to lie. And he says the unemployment, if you calculate it as we did 20 years ago, with the unemployed, the underemployed, and certainly those who've simply given up looking for work, why we're dealing with in the neighborhood of 22% unemployment, which is one of the highest rates in the world. They tell us that we're having suddenly very slow growth. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not having slow growth. They give us a GDP of 2%, but with a GDP of 2% and an inflation rate, a real inflation rate of 6%, 6 to 8%, we're going behind 4 or 5% every single month. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We are in an economic recession. It is not over, no matter what they tell us. And at least according to John Williams and Gerald Celletti and Jim Rogers and a number of people I have a lot of respect for who know a lot more about what's going on than I do, why we're on the verge of a major economic calamity. And how soon it's coming, I'm not going to tell you, but because I don't know. But certainly Jerry Celletti, he says within the first 3 months. Sydney John Williams said 3 to 6 months. And begin making your preparations accordingly, because suddenly get yourself into the best financial shape you can. Have supplies on hand. I saw an advertisement the other day for a New York steak for $14 a pound. My wife got a prime rib of beef. That was a pretty good one. Cost $90. Now, admittedly, we're going to get 4 or 5 meals off of that prime rib of beef, but this is what we're really up against. The price of beef is going up. Price of everything is going up. Look at the prices in the store, simply of oranges. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got the Rich calling from Aromas. Hi, Rich. How are we doing?
Happy New Year, Grandpa Liberty.
It's good to have you with us, Rich. What have a question or comment?
Well, I had Blue Cross insurance, and I was paying $3.15 a month, and then Blue Cross switched me over to the Obamacare at the brass or bronze level, and it went up to $536 under the Obamacare.
And what about the? What do you get on that? Is your insurance going to be as good as it was so they went before that?
I never even went there because I can't afford $536. So the first time in my life, I have no health insurance now.
Well, you're going to have to put out $95, but it's unfortunate. But suddenly, an awful lot of people are going to pay that $95 the first year because they quite frankly can't afford it. And I understand the situation you and so many other people are in. I think you've heard my story about my own son paying $4,000 a year for a catastrophic insurance policy. And it went up from $4,000 to $14,000. I don't know what he's done. But I think an awful lot of people are not going to do that. I think a lot of younger people are just not going to have health insurance. The other thing, Sidney Rich, what you really want to do is think about getting in one of these Christian programs that'll probably cost you about $300 or $400 a month. And basically, of course, as long as you don't drink or smoke, well, it'll give you excellent coverage. If you want more information, call me off the air and I'll get you the telephone number, okay? These are Christian programs, and you need to have insurance. And I want you to have it. Give me a call. I'll tell you how to get it. Hang on. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 1-877-927.
Forget that.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we were just talking to Rich. Basically, I was suggesting he's going to have to give up his health care insurance, going up to $500 and some odd a month for a single individual. And basically, what he's talking about, and I suggest that he get one of these Christian, they're not insurance policies, but they're health policies. They're exempt from Obamacare. You won't have to pay the fine. And basically, as long as you don't drink and smoke, and you can get on one of these policies, they are an excellent alternative to the abomination, so-called abomination health program. Well, right now, let's go to Ron, who's calling us from Washington State. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But let me just mention that basically, if you didn't hear our program last night with Steve Frank, you really want to. You can. It's archived on the internet. Of course, we hope you want to buy a CD or a tape of it. But if not, you can find it archived at our website, RadioLiberty.com. But basically, we must understand that this is going to ration health care to the elderly. And all of a sudden, the senior citizens are not going to be able to get total hips, and they're not going to be able to get coronary bypass surgery or certainly a stent in their coronary arteries. And if they're going to be allowed to die. Why? Because there's not enough money. And this is part of a genocidal program because the people who control Obama. Remember, Obama is doing just what he is told to do. Obama is simply a puppet for what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And there really are a small group of evil people who control both political parties and control the voting mechanism and make mockery of our electoral process and have convinced the American people we're a democracy where we're not a democracy, we're a republic. And Obamacare is unconstitutional, despite the fact that Justice Roberts, who has a very, very questionable background. In fact, many people think that they have a great deal of information on him. They've been listening to his telephone conversations, as they do everybody's conversations, and they know his secrets, and rather than have them exposed, Justice Roberts did what he was supposed to, and that is he confirmed the fact that Obamacare was constitutional when there is nothing in this. There's no place in the Constitution. The federal government has the right to require people to get health insurance and then to be able to dictate what's done with that health insurance. Basically, this is designed to bankrupt our nation, and it will bankrupt our nation, and we're talking about this happening within a couple of years. Well, right now, let's go to Ron, calling from Washington, D.C. again. I mean, from Washington State. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Ron, how's everything up there in Washington?
Well, it's good, but somewhat troubling. You mentioned some of the issues. I just wanted to mention some others.
Go right ahead.
All right. I hand out copies of the Constitution. I've handed out well over 2,000 of them. And I happen to get one little booklet from the American Bar Association, which I consider a very subversive organization.
I agree with you totally. Go ahead.
All right. I will explain why. I'm going to read the foreword right now. This is what it says. The Constitution is certainly the most influential legal document in existence. Since its creation some 200 years ago, over 100 countries around the world have used it as a model for their own. Now, here it comes. And it is a living document. It is one of the world's oldest surviving constitutions. And while the Supreme Court continually interprets the Constitution so as to reflect a rapidly changing world, its basic tenets have remained virtually unchanged since its inception, and unchallenged as well. People quarrel over its interpretation, but never do they question the wisdom of its underlying principles. And then it talks about, well, sure, the underlying principles, that's what those old guys, those old fogies are all dead. We don't have to worry about that anymore. They've reinterpreted everything. So we don't have a constitution. We don't have a republic. We have an oligarchy of five judges.
Well, Ron, what I would point out is they say that America is changing. The world is changing. It's changing because the judges have undermined our constitution and taken away the limitations on the power of the federal government, or we're moving into a totalitarian dictatorship. That's why our society is changing. The constitution is very, very fixed. based upon the wisdom of our founding fathers, who recognized that what Plato had said, and that is, democracies always degenerate into dictatorship. That's why they gave us a republic and limited the power of the federal government so men could be free. And obviously, the people in the American Bar Association don't want the public to realize that our courts have been taken over by judges who have a whole different idea. We have some of the finest judges that money could buy. And we have other judges who really believe in the totalitarian society and who don't understand that our founding fathers wanted to limit the power of government so people could be free. Go ahead.
Well, I think it's time for some of those judges to seek employment elsewhere. And it is incumbent upon members of Congress to remove them. And that's the second sentence of the first section of Article 3.
Hold that thought.
Hi, this
we'll
is
right
Dory
back.
Smiley. And most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle-Food soap really is a miracle. Miracle-Food products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle-2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle-2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle-2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle-2 today. After you've tried Miracle-2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle-2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle-2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. So today we have Ron with us from Washington. He teaches a substitute teacher in Washington State. He actually ran for state board of education, or for the superintendent of board of education, came in second, which is pretty good. But the important thing, he was just saying that recently in one of the schools, and pick up the story there, Ron.
Okay, they had a poster of John Lennon and the lyrics to one of his songs. They had printed out the lyrics. I just want to read them to you. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine that there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion, too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us. And the world will live as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger, a brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will live as one. Now, this is up on one of the walls of the schoolroom.
Well, I would say that since that is offensive to me as a Christian, it should be taken down. But, of course, they're not going to take it down because I'm offended. It would only be if it was a cross or the mention of the divinity of Jesus Christ that they would take it down. I think John Lennon was an evil and and wicked man.
Yeah, well, he attacks national sovereignty. He attacks the right of private property. He attacks our freedom of religion. To me, it's unfit. But I didn't say anything. But that's the mentality of some of the people who teach our kids. And Psalm 1, verse 1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, yet we hand our kids over to the ungodly.
You're absolutely right, and this is why we should discourage public education. And if you can possibly get your children out of public schools, get them into either a private school or, better still, into homeschooling. Use the Robinson homeschooling curriculum. It's not that expensive, and the child spends most of the time and does most of the teaching themselves. It takes very little time on the part of the individual. That's the Robinson homeschool curriculum you can get through us. Anything else you'd like to say, Ron, before we let you go?
Yes, just want to say that a family in our church uses Robinson homeschool curriculum, and they're very, very happy with it.
I'm so glad, and I just hope that I appreciate your words of support.
Thank you, sir.
God bless. Thanks very much. Well, let's go right now to Susan, who's calling us from Freedom and the Freedom Forum here in Santa Cruz, where I live. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. It's open lines. Hi, Susan. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I'd just like to announce our coming event next Wednesday, January 15th. At the Live Oak Grange at 1900 17th Avenue, and our topic is going to be vote transparency. And we're going to have a live teleconference with Bev Harris of blackboxvoting.com. So your listeners should be able to check that out and get a lot out of that site. And we're going to show some statistical analysis graphs of the June primary in 2012 in some of the local some of our local voting here, and show that it shows some anomalies.
Well, and, basically, are you suggesting that maybe these, certainly using computers here for voting to count the votes, we're not getting a fair vote, and there's no way to be as sure we are getting a fair vote? Would that be a fair assessment?
Yes, and some of us tried to validate some of the voting precincts that we have here. And we found that it was not possible to do that. So,
in other words, basically, ladies and gentlemen, you can't verify the votes because it's done by computer. And basically, any one of these computers can be rigged. Basically, right. We've got to get back to paper ballots, and we've got to get back to people counting those paper right. ballots and not having the computers, just because it may save us an hour or two. Well, suddenly, get the elections results faster. We're getting fraudulent results. You've got to get involved, and we've got to get certainly people into our clerk's office, our county clerk's office all across America, who will do what's right and get back to paper ballots and certainly have people counting those ballots. We do not want computers rigging elections. Anything else?
Right. Well, it is misleading here locally, and I don't know how other counties are, but they ask you if you want to vote paper or if you want to use the electronic touchscreen. Even if you choose a paper ballot, it is later counted by an electronic scanner.
And people don't understand that. They think right. that they're going to get, because they got a paper ballot, why they'll get an honest vote. But when the computer counts them, rather than people counting them, we have no means of checking.
Yeah.
No means of checking at all. We don't even have a democracy. We got an oligarchy or something like that. Go ahead. Anything
yeah.
else, Susan?
So you don't really have a paper ballot at all. It's kind of a joke, really. But
Susan, tell people where the meeting is, time, and how they get there.
Yeah, doors open at 6:30, and everything starts at 7. It's Wednesday, January 15th, at 1900 17th Avenue in Santa Cruz.
1900 17th Avenue in Santa Cruz.
Right. So I hope to see your listeners there. Thanks for letting us announce, Dr. Sam.
God bless. Thank you for everything you do, Susan. Thanks. Let's quickly go to Sydney. David is calling from Central New York. Hi, David. How are we doing?
Good. Good and cold, Dr. Stan.
Well, let's see what happens tomorrow when that solar flare arrives. Probably nothing's going to happen, but anyway, it's on the way and totally blacked out by the controlled media. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and go right ahead.
Dr. Stan, every night, Monday through Friday, I listen to a Blog Talk program from 8 to 11, and tonight there was a guest on. I won't say the name of the program. But he was talking about chemtrails and the weather. And there was a lot of problems with the communications. It got all broke up and everything. And then all of a sudden, at the end of this breakup of the communication, a voice said, come to me. And this guy switched immediately from talking about the weather and chemtrails onto another subject for 7 minutes, nothing to do with it, and then he went in for 12 minutes talking about things against the Bible, against Jesus Christ and Christianity, and the guest host didn't stop him, and they were stunned. I couldn't believe that they let this guy go on like this. Well, so I think that was a thing of mind control.
Well, basically, of course, is there people who hate Christianity? Christianity is under attack today because they know that those who will not be ruled by God will be ruled by tyrants, and that those who want us to be ruled by tyrants, if we don't have a relationship with our Lord and certainly moral values, then you're going to have totalitarian values. Those are the only alternatives. But go ahead.
Well, this voice that came on, and I taped it, so I've got it on tape. After this breakup of the structure of the thing on Blog Talk, the voice said, come, a different voice than this fellow's voice or the host, said, come to me. And this guy immediately switched into some other thing. And so I think that was mind control. I couldn't believe it.
Well, who knows? We just had no way of knowing. But there are a lot of strange things out there. Suddenly they are using psychological warfare techniques to control our reality. So basically, you have to be cautious when you're on the radio. You have to know who these people are and understand that they will do anything they can to change our perception and to destroy Christianity.
Yeah, absolutely. It was shocking.
Amen to that. Anything else you'd like to say? Okay.
No, sir, not tonight. Thank you.
God bless. Thanks very much. Well, we've got somebody on line one. Who's on line one? Oh, hold on line one. We'll put you back and hold. Let's go to line two. Is this Herman?
Yes. Good evening, Dr. Stan. I'd just like to chime in regarding the health care issue. I have been part of MedChristian MediShare for about 4 years, and before this whole problem came up.
What do you think of the Christian MediShare program?
Well, I was able to save about a third of the cost over Blue Cross, which is what I had before. And then now, with the advent of Obamacare, it's even more. So I'm very happy with it. And it has many benefits. But
can I ask you what it costs you a month? And is that for you, or is that for you and your wife?
Well, she's on Medicare already, so
all right, fine.
I'm paying about $240 a month.
Okay, $240, and of course you're getting up in age, so you're what, about 60 or so?
62,
so that $240 a month, ladies and gentlemen, it's well worthwhile looking into that. We're hoping maybe we can get them to advertisers, because I think this is an excellent solution for people. Go ahead.
It really is, and so I would just like to do that. But the other thing is they can check it online. And they also give you free educational resources. So there's just a lot of good reasons to check it out. And they are Christian, and they don't, they don't promote abortion and those types of things.
And basically they ask, though, that you say that you do not drink or use drugs. Are those required?
Correct.
Or any other
Correct.
Restrictions on it?
I believe that's it, yeah.
Okay, very good. Okay. Anything else you'd like to say, Herman?
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, God bless. Thanks very much.
Love your program.
Okay. Right. And let's go to Joe's calling us from New Jersey. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Remember, it's Open Line Wednesdays. Give us a call. Hi, Joe. How are we doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. How are you with all? I don't know. Are you getting cold weather over there in California?
Not for a while. I mean, God, cold. You know, if we get down to 30 degrees, right, we think that's freezing. Basically, it's been 40 degrees in the evenings here, 60 or 70 degrees during the daytime. Go ahead.
Yeah, we got hit pretty hard over here on the East Coast, but we're going to start warming up again. This is actually what goes on in January, Dr. Stan, is what's called a January thaw, which usually sometimes lasts 2 weeks, so we might be just entering that. But here's my question. I tuned in a little late as to your introduction. Could you tell me what you were saying about this solar business here?
Well, basically, Joe, yesterday morning on the sun, first of all, the sun has been very latent. Most people thought there was going to be a lot of solar activity. That's in 2012, and there was some increase in solar activity in 2013. But for 6 months, when we were anticipating maximum solar activity, the sun hasn't been doing anything. There have been no solar flares or no significant ones coming towards Earth. And basically then, of course, it just yesterday morning, very early, why there was a massive solar flare there. And they say that it was about three times the size of the Earth there on the surface of the sun. And it set off a massive wave coming towards Earth. It will arrive tomorrow morning. Now, it is certainly not one that's going to totally disrupt our electronic system. Hopefully, maybe it'll warm things up a little bit. But it may disrupt some of our radio transmissions. We're just going to have to wait and see. But the fact that nothing has happened for 6 months, suddenly there's something yesterday, it'll arrive tomorrow, and totally blacked out by the media, is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over the media and ultimately what the American people think. There is the potential, certainly, a massive solar flare to wipe out our entire modern-day civilization. I do not think for 1 minute that's going to happen tomorrow, but this may be a prologue to something more more intense. We're just going to have to wait and see, Joe.
Yeah, okay, so thank you for that introduction. Now, here's what I want to... Here's my take on that. Well, I don't know if it's still... not whether it's still, but we had a scientific satellite sent into space, and it was called the Themis, and it was sent out in 2007, and they detected a massive, massive hole in our what's called the magnetosphere, and that particular magnetosphere is what protects us from solar energy. Now, even though the sun may be in a low, what you call, heating event, which is unusual because we're supposed to be in a solar maximum, that doesn't matter because if we have no magnetic protection, Dr. Stan, even though the sun is in a low incidence of radiation, doesn't matter because we got no protection. So that sun is beaming through anyway. Now, here's my thought. I'm wondering, we got a cold snap over here, and I'm thinking like this because I've been watching the sun for many years, and I always notice we get these cold Arctic air blasts every time we start, our Earth starts to revolve, and we now start to have longer days, and the sun's rays start to more or less hit the Earth more directly. In my way of thinking, as we get solar blasts like this, this tells me, since we have no protection, all right, with this magnetosphere, that sun, as it's shining upon the Earth, activates the northern winds up near the North Pole. And that's why I think we got that massive, massive cold Arctic air blast.
Well, we're just going to, you may very well be right, Joe, but let's wait to see what happens tomorrow.
Yep.
If this suddenly this massive flare does have an impact on it. Anyway, God bless and thank you so much for being. Okay, and let's quickly go to Ed is calling us from New York State. Hi, Ed. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, Dr. Stan, it's rare that I can hear the program relatively clearly on WJIV here, because the hills are in the way, and it deflects the signal. Anyway, I was reading, I'd been starting through the Bible again, and I came to regarding Nimrod and also the language change. And I saw in a late issue of Popular Science, it says, how did English get to be the international language of science? And so when I was reading in Genesis chapter 11, it says, the Lord says, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. And so it looks like the English language being almost universal, looks like we are on the verge of having everything done that was Satan planned back at that time.
Well, we're just going to have to wait and see. We're living in exciting times, Ed. And basically, God, remember, God is in control. We want to see, look at what's going on. We may want to think that maybe these wicked people are doing these things. So maybe these are natural changes, certainly in weather cycles. But I do believe that God brings his judgment upon nations and people that turn against him. And I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just. And I fear he's bringing his judgment on America. God bless, and thanks very much for being with us. Appreciate your remarks.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. and I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. Well, this is the time when I have to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd certainly appreciate hearing from you. And give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family and get our four best CDs or tapes of the month, our newsletter, or you can subscribe to the newsletter. You certainly can buy the books and various items that we offer. You can certainly get the Miracle 2 soap products, which we certainly use. And if you don't have the Miracle 2 gel on hand, I don't know why it works, but it works so well that we've used it certainly on shingles. Certainly many people claim that it's helped their shingles. We've used it on burns and cuts and scrapes and all sorts of things. I use it on my hair. I still have hair on the top of my head, which is a lot better than a lot of people at my age. And basically, but the Miracle 2 soap products we use for washing and for laundry. And suddenly then we carry the Berkey products. We have a whole line of healthcare products because most people are deficient in magnesium and vitamin D, and so we want you to take adequate doses of vitamin D3, because basically the reason people get flu in the wintertime is because, of course, they're not getting an adequate sunlight. And basically the vitamin D3 supplement will keep you from getting the flu in the wintertime. And basically, of course, we take that along with antibiotic every 4 hours if we start to come down with the flu. And so far, over 20 years, I've never missed one day from behind the microphone because of flu, because we always take the antibiotic. Now, that's not antibiotic, but you ought to have a supply on hand. In fact, you ought to have a good supply of all these health products on hand in case something should happen. And so you should have a Berkey water filter so you can get fresh water. We do not know what's going to happen. I do not think that the major solar flare that's going to arrive tomorrow is going to devastate our country, but sooner or later it will. If you've not gotten our four CD set or the DVD on the threat of an EMP attack, which of course goes right along with solar flares, why you need to get it, it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. It'll give you the information you need to know and save you some suggestions on how you can begin to prepare, protect yourself and your family from the danger of either a massive solar flare or an EMP explosion, which is a nuclear explosion, about 300 miles over the center of our country. But basically, it's a four CD set. It's a DVD. The book we carry is entitled Nation Forsaken, and we can also provide you the Senate Committee Report, because you can pull it down off the Internet. It's 180 pages, 8 years of study by a group of scientists, totally blacked out by the controlled media, because the media in the United States is rigidly controlled by those who control our reality. We also, of course, have my four CD set on media control. We suggest you get this. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope you go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can watch our DVDs there. You can certainly listen to our radio programs live 4 hours a day, archived 24 hours a day. And we do a lot of different subjects. And certainly if you have time to listen, of course, you can get our programs on shortwave. You can get them by telephone. You can get them by satellite. You can get them on radio stations across America. And so we ask you not only to listen yourself, but encourage others to listen. We got an email this morning from Japan, from a young man named Koji, who listens on a regular basis. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. We'll be right back.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, the illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be a reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you listen to. They happen to be my views. And, well, hopefully they're going to be very, very shortly the views of Bradley Dean, who's going to be with us. But certainly we're waiting to see if we can connect with him. Otherwise, it's going to be open lines, and we're going to have to rely upon you, because I don't have anything really planned at the present time to talk about, so we're going to have to talk about what you would want to. Remember, you can give us a call right now at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we're waiting for Bradley to come, but right now we haven't been able to reach him. So why don't we just perhaps go ahead and talk a little bit about certainly what's happening financially and why I am so concerned. First of all, we are actually having to borrow $1 trillion a year to pay for all the things. We're taking in about $2.3 trillion a year. We're putting out about $3.4 trillion a year. And basically, we're actually because we have to do this, we have to do that to pay the Social Security, because we're not getting enough in from Social Security. We have to do that for Medicare. And basically, between Medicare and Medicaid, we're putting out certainly $101 billion a year, basically a trillion dollars a year for Medicare and Medicaid. And basically, this money, most of it is having to be borrowed at the present time. And basically, of course, when we have borrowed massive amounts of money, certainly the national debt now is over $17.3 trillion and going up, certainly had an increasing debt of $1 trillion a year. Well, right now, of course, we're having to borrow the money, and basically we pay low interest rates. But as interest rates go up, we're going to start having to pay interest on that $17.4 trillion. And as the interest rates go from 2.5% to 3.5% to 6.5% to 8.5%, pretty soon all the money, or the vast majority of the money that the federal government collects, will have to be going to pay for the interest on the national debt, and the whole system collapses. And if you read what Jim Rogers and Jim Zoletti and John Williams, and a lot of people are a lot smarter than I suddenly have said, why they believe we're heading for a financial collapse and the destruction of our economic system. Well, right now, we've got Bradley Dean on the line. Hi, Bradley. How are we doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine, and certainly Bradley has his ministry. He basically goes all over the country talking to young people about what's happening to our country. He has his own radio program on Genesis where he talks to people across the country as I do. But he's on the front lines of this battle. He's young and enthusiastic, does a great job. And Bradley, you pick up. What are we going to talk about tonight?
Well, what I wanted to talk about a little bit here again is I just think it's important that people understand that we have never lost our rights. So many people are out there under the delusion because they've been inundated with the lie that they don't have the right to actually stand up and combat what's going on in their country. I mean, what we're seeing today in our country is the government act out as if to say that it's okay for them to violate the laws that they themselves swore to uphold, when in fact government does not have a right to break the law. We need to understand that God gave us rights, and if we want to maintain those rights, then we're going to have to fight for those rights. And so in saying that, when I was doing a radio interview, it was a couple weeks back, and while I was doing this particular radio show, the show host said that the Christian religion was under incessant attack in public schools, and he complained that soon we would have the right to say certain things in public schools. And I kind of chuckled a little bit about it, and it kind of angered me a little bit, too, because he was actually, again, under the delusion that what he was saying was the truth, when in fact it was the
first. Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Bradley. We'll be back in just a moment with Brad.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sidney Bradley is saying that according to our Constitution, we still have the right to pray in school. We still have the right to read the Bible in school. The difficulty is, of course, the courts have held against it, and the courts are wrong. And basically, if we have legal support for, and we can get somebody from a legitimate legal organization to challenge it, the other side will back down. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that what they've done is basically they will set up these situations where suddenly something will happen in a school, and then, of course, the ACLU or the ADA or somebody will come in and challenge them and threaten to sue them, and the school immediately backs down. Why? Because they're in conjunction right along with the ADA. If they had good lawyers and they had good legal support, well, this wouldn't happen. And this is why Sidney Bradley, when he comes up against this sort of thing, has a certainly legal support that will back him. And when these people, the ACLU and the ADA and all these other depraved organizations, see that they're going to have a legitimate opposition, they back down. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that so many of the cases that have been backed out, have been paid out, have been paid intentionally to discourage people from doing what they need to do and to claim the rights are guaranteed us under the First Amendment of the Constitution. Bradley, you go right ahead.
And it's also interesting, Stan, as to piggyback up to what you're just saying there.
Bradley, we seem to be breaking up a little bit. Could we call you back and get a better line that way?
How's that? Is that better?
Oh, that's much better. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm glad. Basically, what I was saying is that, you know, when we begin to pay attention as to what's going on in the country, you know, what we see is we see the ACLU attack who they want to attack, freedom from religion, so on and so forth. But it's interesting, the state-run media is right there to tell the American people.
Bradley, you're breaking up again. Should we call you back?
Yes, please.
All right, fine. Suddenly, I'm going to ask you to hang up, and I'll have my secretary or our producer call you right back because we want the people to get this. Basically, what Bradley is saying is so vitally important that I want you to get it, and certainly I want you to hear what he has to say, because so much of what we're being told basically is a setup. The people on the other side are dishonest, and suddenly you will get school administrations working in conjunction and even paying out to the ACLU and the ADA intentionally, knowing full well that if they had adequate legal coverage, why, if these things, if they ever got into court, and suddenly what happened back in 1962 when the Masons, certainly a small conspiracy of Masons controlling the United States Supreme Court, took God and prayer out of our schools, and it was unconstitutional, and everybody knows that, but the Republicans won't challenge them, the Democrats won't challenge them. Fortunately, Bradley does have people from Liberty University and other legal centers where they will actually back him. And of course, when he comes down to push comes to shove, the other side will back down if you have adequate legal because they do not want to establish a precedent that shows the unconstitutional foundation of those Supreme Court decisions and the fact that there was a conspiracy on the part of the Masons who control the United States Supreme Court to take God and prayer out of our schools because they worship a different God. Bradley, go right ahead.
You know, just again to highlight what you're saying here, you know, when we go back to the American Civil Liberties Union, we can go onto their website and they were actually caught on their website omitting certain portions of Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. As a matter of fact, the ACLU put Congress shall make no law, .. abridging the freedom of speech, .. That's the ACLU version. See, as long as people are stupefied and dummied down to believe that what they're told in public schools is true, well then, and they don't take the time to actually read what the Bill of Rights actually says, they're not going to know the difference. Let me bring forth the Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion under the Christian umbrella or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That's what Article 1 of the Bill of Rights states. That's not what the ACLU said. Matter of fact, when they were caught doing it, what they did is they pulled down the website, as you were saying earlier. They don't want a precedent set where they're actually defeated, because once the American people realize that they are the ones that are violating the rights that God has given unto us, then and only then will the American people stand up and begin to combat them. But because they like to use fear and oppression, they like to inundate the American people with the lie that there's nothing that they can do to actually combat them. Well, guess what's going to happen? That's exactly what's going to happen. People are going to capitulate. They're going to sit down when they should stand up. And so anyways, when we go back to the father of the ACLU, for example, you have Roger Baldwin, and he's the guy that said the end of the ACLU is communism. He's also the guy that said, I am for socialism, disarmament, and ultimately for abolishing the state itself. He goes on, I seek the social ownership of property, the abolition of the proprietored class, and the sole control of those who produce wealth. He said communism is the goal. And it's also interesting when you go back and you and do a little homework on maybe let's go back to his father. Well, we'll go back to Joseph Stalin, for example. He's the guy that said America is like a healthy body and its resistance is threefold. It's patriotism, what's under attack, friends. It's morality, what's under attack, friends. And it's spiritual life. Joseph Stalin said if we can undermine these three areas, he said America will collapse from within. And friends, when you begin to take the time and actually show a little gratitude and study out the Constitution, which hundreds of thousands of men and women fought, bled, and died to give you, you'll find nowhere in the Constitution of the United States, nowhere in your Bill of Rights, nowhere in the Declaration of Independence, and nowhere in any founding documents can you find the phrase separation of church and state. This is another phrase that the state-run media loves to push. And when people do their homework, that's all they have to do is go to the USSR Constitution, and they'll find that there is lines between church and state in the Soviet Union. Matter of fact, Article 52 of the Constitution of the former Soviet Union states, in the USSR, the church is separated from the state and the school from the church. And that's exactly what you're seeing them trying to implement today. And if we go back to Thomas Jefferson, I love this part because people need to understand that the ACLU and all these revisionists, by the way, to all the revisionists out there, I just want to let you know that God has not changed his mind. It's interesting that the revisionists love to tag Thomas Jefferson with the one saying lines between church and state. He never said that. As a matter of fact, the third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson, he used it in a letter to Nehemiah Dodge in Danbury Association, Danbury, Connecticut, in 1802. He said this. He said, the First Amendment has erected a wall of separation between church and state, barring the government from what it's attempting to do today. Thomas Jefferson goes on. He said, that wall is a one-dimensional wall. It keeps the government from running the church, but it makes sure that the Christian principles will always stay in government.
And I think it's important for people to know, I've been to the Jefferson Memorial back in Washington, D.C., and there behind this great statue of Thomas Jefferson is chiseled into the white marble of these words, God, who gave his life, gave his liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice will not sleep forever. Does that sound like the words of a man who believes of a wall of separation between church and state? Thomas Jefferson realized, of course, it was our religious beliefs that Sydney gave us our freedom. And freedom comes from God, not from government. And that's why we've got to limit the power of government so men could be free. Jefferson may not have been a true Christian, although he thought that Christ, and he considered himself a Christian, he believed in Christ's teachings. He did not believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ. In fact, there's one exchange of letters between Jefferson and Sidney Adams, where Adams told Jefferson he was becoming more and more religious, and one day he was going to become a Calvinist. And Jefferson wrote back and said, I will live forever because I will never become a Calvinist. Of course, I can sympathize with that. I'm a 4.5-point Calvinist. I cannot take that final half-point step there. But the important thing is that certainly Thomas Jefferson realized that our foundation of our freedom was in God. And the fact that the Supreme Court would have used a quotation from him that had nothing to do with the Constitution, it was written long after the Constitution. There is no wall of separation between church and state. And the ACLU and the ADA know that, but they're part of a conspiracy against Christianity. Go right ahead, Bradley.
You know, it's interesting, too, when you're talking about Thomas Jefferson here again. When you look at the fruit on the man's tree, the Bible says this, because I get incessantly attacked for who I'm not. Jesus had said that we are to judge a man by his fruit, not by what men say about him. And I know, for instance, Thomas Jefferson was raised Anglican. And when you begin to look around the life of Thomas Jefferson, regardless of everything that he said and he's done, because we are all fallible, we're all saved by grace through faith, not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. There's no denying as to what he preferred, because when you look at Thomas Jefferson himself being the third president of the United States again, he was also the president of public schools in D.C. District. And the two books that were suggested by Thomas Jefferson were the Bible and Watts Hymnals. And what we see today in a lot of the universities, the professors, what they're doing is purposely indoctrinating their students with the contrived myth that Thomas Jefferson cut the Bible into pieces. And I want you to hear this because this is important. And then what he did say, they sewed together the portions he agreed with and got rid of the rest. However, it must be noted, you need to pay attention to this. Thomas Jefferson worked extensively for religious liberty under the umbrella of Christianity because 25 of the 56 signers had seminary degrees. They were Orthodox Christians. At Jefferson's request, his headstone read, "Author, the Statute of Virginia for Religious Freedom," again. And then Jefferson helped found the Virginia Bible Society and was a substantial financial contributor. He also had a long history of working with missionaries, specifically those bringing Christianity to the Native Americans. And then when you go on further to that end, Jefferson took two different Bibles from the White House and created a condensed version of the Gospels, not excluding, as the revisionists have the American people believe today, the miracles, but taking out the redundancies, because this was a shortened work titled by Jefferson as The Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth, not the Jefferson Bible the way that the revisionists have the American people believe. Then I go on. The work was also then reprinted and given to members of the Congress upon taking office.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be right back.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Dr. Stan, and so Bradley's talking about Thomas Jefferson and the profound impact he had on our way of life. He was a man who was deeply religious. Certainly, he may have had a slightly different brand of Christianity, but he believed that Jesus Christ was a great teacher. And basically, he really, of course, never believed in a wall of separation between church and state. He realized how important, certainly, religious liberty was. He realized how important God was. And as I quoted earlier, he had that statement chiseled there, and you'll find it at the Jefferson Memorial. God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that a freedom is a gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice will not sleep forever. Those words certainly were uttered, well over 200 years ago by Thomas Jefferson, but of course they certainly are equitable and certainly equally applicable to what's going on today. Because I tremble for my country today when I look and see how America has turned against God, and I fear God is going to bring his judgment on America unless we have a great revival, and this is why I do what I do, and I'm sure this is why Bradley does what he does. Go right ahead, Bradley.
You know, the reason I do what I do is because I have the right to do it. And secondly, I have the law on my side. And firstly, I have God on my side. And as long as I know that I'm doing the right thing for the right reason, and I'm commanded to do it because I'm thankful, by the way, I'm commanded to do what I do. They're not suggestions, they're commandments. But I do it out of gratitude because he who's been saved from much loves much. And I understand that. And I also understand a generation that's being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. And when I begin to look at our posterity, I see how hard this administration is chasing after the approbation of our posterity. And it bothers me greatly. And I also understand what it's like to be in that public school, sat down, being indoctrinated for 8 hours a day while mom and dad are at work trying to support us the best way that they can. And for the life of me, when I was a kid, I was trying to figure out what I was doing there in the first place. And these kids today, especially even college students today, they're trying to figure out why the older generation loves them so much. They're just trying to figure out where the love's at. And what I want to do is I want to bring it to them. And when I look at Scripture, the Bible says, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. I don't see Jesus capitulating. I see the Lord going right into the heart of where the enemy's at to set men free. He was going into the synagogues, and he was setting men free. And that's exactly what we're called to do as the church. And I also want to say this, too. I know that we have something called Tripoli, Tripoli, some people like to call it. It's still when we begin to hear about the foundations of who we are and what we are. Again, we look at the landmarks. There's no question as to who we are. We know what the flags were that were flying during the Revolutionary War. No king but King Jesus. Appeal to heaven. There you have it. The Sons of Liberty, Samuel Adams, John Adams, James Otis. These were Christian hardcore Puritans is what they were. And so, again, in saying that, going back to Tripoli and saying that we're not a Christian nation, yeah, that's true that we weren't established as such, that we didn't conquer in the name of Christ. But it's not a repudiation of the fact that we are 78% profess their Christianity. And again, when you look at the spiritual warfare going on in our country today, what is it always aimed at? What, we forfeit our rights to a foreign people so they can implement Sharia law, but we can't stand up for our Christian heritage because that's exactly who we are and where we came from? Absolutely not. Again, the American people are being lied to. And again, as I've said so many times on your show, Stan, if people would simply study their past, I can tell you this, they would know where they were going.
I think it's important for people to understand that we were never as a nation to be a Christian nation, but certainly when America was established, the majority of our states, I think 9 of the 13, had a state religion. Now, I don't necessarily want a state religion, but I believe we should have more laws passed at the local and at the state level, and basically, of course, that we should acknowledge Christianity, but not one specific type of Christianity, and I think we should certainly be opening our sessions in our schools and in our legislatures with prayer. In fact, I would point out that certainly the Supreme Court opens all of its sessions when the crier comes in and says, God save the United States and this honorable court. And or God bless this United States and this honorable court. And suddenly the Senate opens with a prayer. Why can't we open our schools with a prayer? Because they want to destroy the faith of our children. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, suddenly that they know exactly what they're doing, because they realize that those will not be ruled by God, will be ruled by tyrants. We're seeing increasing violence all across America. We're seeing increasing a tyranny established. We're seeing, of course, the militarization of our police force to handle unruly people. Understand, we're moving towards a dictatorship. And if you're not involved, then you'll have no one to blame at all but yourself. If freedom is lost, we'll be back in just a moment with Bradley Dean right here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, the this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Bradley Dean. Bradley, before we go on, I wanted to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry, get your information and the products that you offer. How can people get in touch with you?
If you'd like to see what we've done in high schools, we've done over 350 high schools in 22 different states. Interesting stuff is taking place in public schools. You see that they're teaching Common Core, No Child Left Behind. And now they have something called International Baccalaureate. And what you'll experience by watching these videos, it's a documentary, it's about 5 to 6 hours long, 7 hours maybe, it's called My War. I don't think that you'll go through half of them and not get your kid out of a public school, because you begin to realize that the teachers are being used as the proselytizers of a new faith. It's very dangerous what's going on in public schools, and of course, they are being illegally indoctrinated. The federal government is violating Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, and the American people and the 86th percentile, the patriots, Christians, and or conservatives are the ones that are dropping their kids off at public schools. It's time we take responsibility, and if we want it to stop, then what we need to do is get our kids out of public school. And if you'd like to see some of that, you can go to youcanruninternational.com. Youcanruninternational.com. Also got a brand new comic book done by Danny Bulinati, who's out of San Francisco, as a matter of fact, Stan. And second to none, Marvel comic, DC comic. And if you're interested in taking a look at that or purchasing that, please go to youcanruninternational.com. Also on the radio 6 days a week, 5 days a week, an hour show, 2 to 3 Central Standard Time, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And on Saturdays, we are on from 2 to 4 Central Standard. And, again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go right ahead, Bradley.
Okay, well, we were talking about this, you know, what's going on in our country, and we were talking about Thomas Jefferson, and we got off on these little rabbit trails. And if I could just finish up on Thomas Jefferson, that would be great, because what we were talking about is the life and morals of Jesus of Nazareth, which was the title that Jefferson actually came up with when he wrote his version of the Bible. And what he did is he created a condensed version of the Gospels. And what he didn't exclude, listen carefully, he did not exclude miracles, but he took out the redundancies. And what we find is that his Bible is filled with the accounts of miracles, raising the dead, healing the lepers, multiplying food for thousands, heaven, hell, the resurrection, and the Son of God. So, folks, let me just say this, just to end this little portion of our segment here. Distorting American history is a deliberate lie. It's not by chance that it happened. It's purposed. And I just want to let you know, too, that lying is not permissible by law. It was Charles D. Montesquieu who rightly said that liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Well, let me say this. Nobody has the right to actually rewrite the facts in law and actually revise them and bring them forth in a new way to actually dummy down or water out the truth of what Thomas Jefferson wrote. So the law, again, liberty is only the right to do what the law permits. And if we abide by the laws of the land, we're not going to be where we're at today. And we need to hold people accountable for actually violating the law. And so in saying that, here's where I'm at with the whole situation. When you begin to look at our founding, to get back to you, Stan, as to what we were talking about earlier, when you look at 34% of all the documentation that took place, you have Charles D. Montesquieu, you have William Blackstone, and you also have John Locke. And when you begin to look at all of the documentation, over 15,000 writings, they did this out of a college in Houston, and they were actually verifiable. They were actually factual. So what I'm saying is these professors were actually doing real research, and they found out of the 15,000 writings that 34% of all documentation is directly from the Bible. And when you begin to look at the foundations of who we are, there's no getting away from it. Another point I wanted to make as far as our history and our foundations and our Christian heritage in this land is the fact that when we see the President of the United States, he still puts his hand on the Bible and he swears to uphold the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. They still do that when they swear an oath to uphold the Constitution, not to tear it down. And let me say this too, no man or no woman that serves we the people as our representatives, I don't care if they're the president or who they may be, senator, congressman, a rep, whatever the case might be, they do not have the right to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own image. And see, that's exactly what's been going on in our country. Now, I haven't been here for a whole lot of time I'm still a young man. I've still got a lot to learn here. But from what I understand, those that were back in the 40s and the 50s and 60s understand a different America, America that we know today. I don't know what grandma and grandpa, I don't know what my mom understood or my dad understood back in the day. But what I do understand is we live in a completely different world because it was grounded. It was settled. Matter of fact, they used to pray in public schools. Matter of fact, all the way up until 1946 in Texas, you used to have to graduate Bible courses before you could graduate public schools. I mean, that is just way out there. I can go to the college mottos for Christ in the Church is Harvard's original motto. I mean, they were raised up, and what were they doing? They were raising up congregationalists for what? For the purpose of ministry in the United States of America. So again, when I just kind of, you know, paint a broad stroke the way that I am right now, folks, there really is no getting away from who we are. And this is what we want to bring in public schools. This is what we want the younger people to understand. This is who we are. And without fail, when we do high school assemblies across the country, listen, I'm not going into schools proselytizing. I'm not doing that. What I'm doing is Jesus used to speak in the natural to teach them spiritual lessons. And when I go into public schools, I'm teaching them real history. I'm showing them actual documentation, namely their Constitution. And I'll tell you what, there's a handful of people in every high school assembly that I do that don't like it. But you know what, friends? And I'm not being rebellious by saying this. I'm not asking for permission to do the right thing. I'm not asking for permission to uphold the laws of our constitutional republic. And what we need to do is understand that when we take a strong stand and we come together, we can do this thing. And I want to say this, too. You don't expect, and by the way, the Supreme Court stated this, too. And probably in their confusion, they blurted out the truth. But the Supreme Court said you don't expect a student to drop or take off his faith before he enters into the school gate. But this is exactly what you're being told today. No, I'm here to tell you today, again, friends, you've never lost the right. James Wilson, the Supreme Court Justice, he said this. He said, far from being rivals or enemies, religion, he's talking about the under the umbrella of Christianity again, and law, he said, religion and law are twin sisters, friends and mutual assistance. Indeed, these two sciences run into each other. That's right. And when we look up the definition of the word science, science is the study of creation. So we're talking about what is created by our Creator, and we're actually partaking with what James Wilson is talking about. We can't separate them. Let me ask you this. Are the Muslims separating their religion from what they're doing in America today? No way. What are they doing? They're using totalitarian methods. They're saying, hey, either you give it our way or else. As a matter of fact, the ACLU is going hand in glove with the Muslim religion, friends, for those that did not know. They're not pulling up any objections to the Muslim religion. Nope, they're opening the doors wide to a foreign religion to come into our schools today. And by the way, the Muslims, the radical Muslims, they're not asking for permission. Now, every American should have a serious problem with that today. But yet again, if the ACLU is right, then let me ask you, why are they standing there violating the law? Why are they opening the gates to foreigners to come into our schools to establish their religion? No, where's the lines between church and state? Folks, it's a myth. It's not there. And how many times I've been in public schools where I've had, as a matter of fact, we did one high school in Wisconsin. And when I did this school, in the middle of our assembly program, the principal came up to me and he said, the freedom of religion people just called my school and said that there was a cult doing a program in my school, a high school assembly program. I went outside right after the program. And I called Freedom of Religion, and I said, so I'm curious to know as to where you're getting your information. See, these people just want to intimidate people, Stan. Friends, that's all they want to do is intimidate you. See, they intimidate you only through your ignorance. And wasn't it the Lord that said in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. See, if you had the knowledge to know what the law says, you wouldn't have to worry about what you're doing. You can preach Jesus Christ all day in the hallways when you want to. You can do what you will, because that's exactly what the Muslims are attempting to do. And I'm sorry I even have to say that in America today, because if we were so thankful for what was given to us, I wouldn't have to be telling you to go read your founding documents. And that's what I have done. And I've taken the time to do it. And time again, When I see this happen in public schools, I already understand that I'm in the right. I'm not in the wrong. Let me go back to that high school assembly, another little bunny trail for you. This was in Wisconsin. That same principal that told me that the freedom of religion called his school, he's also the guy that told me, in gist, tongue-in-cheek, like it was funny, he said every 3 to 7 years that his science and his history books are being changed. He didn't care. He didn't care that the kids were being inundated with indoctrination. He didn't care that the kids were being lied to. He was just doing his job because it was job security just to take orders. So that's what you're dealing with in public schools. He said every 3 to 7 years, your science and your history books are being changed. And friends, let me reiterate, this teacher did not care. And there is a lot of teachers in public schools that do care about what's going on, but they're so scared. They're so afraid of what they don't know. They're so afraid that they might say the wrong thing. Did a high school assembly in North Carolina just 2 months ago. I got done sharing everything that I just shared with you. This teacher stands up, and I looked at her, and I knew she was a teacher, and I said, so what are the issues that you have in public school? And she kind of looked around timidly, fearfully, and she said, and she kind of put her hand by her mouth, and she said, I got in trouble by the administration for bringing up the name Jesus. And I said in front of all the students, and I'm glad she did it in front of the students, I said to her, we have some friends across the country, because there's Christian attorneys all across the country that are waiting for the Christians to stand up and really take a stand. But the Christian attorneys tell me, Bradley, they won't see it through. They're afraid. They don't care enough. They don't love their country enough. They don't love their posterity enough. But interestingly enough, going back to this teacher, when I went back to this teacher, I kind of confronted her in front of all the students. I said, ma'am, you have the right to do what you will. You don't have to hide your faith. I said, why are you hiding your faith? And she made every excuse under the sun as to why she shouldn't take a stand. And I told her, I said, it's interesting that there's so many people that talk about their faith, and they're so compartmentalized, it's sick. And I said, we're supposed to let our light shine. And I said, if you really have the faith, you can't be silent about it. You can't help yourself. You know, John Wesley, the great field preacher from England, he's the guy that said, I set myself on fire every morning so the world can watch me burn. And keep in mind, a lot of these famous men of God that we talk about today, they were ostracized from the church. They were kicked out of the church. And when John Wesley was kicked out of the church, where did they send him? They sent him to the fields to preach to the masses that wouldn't come to the church. The Church of the United States of America is called to go out and seek and save that which is lost. We're not called to sit there and wait for people to come to the church. That's not our job. Jesus didn't do that. He went to the people, and that's what we're supposed to do. And when we look at the greatest demographic that we have in the United States of America, namely the high schools in this country, these are on our watch and in our backyards, friends. We have no excuse as to why we don't reach in. And I want to say this, too. I don't know how many times I've done high school assemblies where my opposition was the professed church. And you know what they would say to me? They would say, you can't cross lines between church and state. It was the church that fell for the lie. It was the church that said there's no king but King Caesar. It was the church that fell into line. And I know why they said it. Because they didn't have the faith to really believe God would answer prayers. And I just want to say this, too. He never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. To encourage you guys, friends, I also did a high school in Georgia. And I remember walking into this particular principal's office, and he had a Bible on his desk. I said, how does that go over? He said, Bradley, if I didn't have this Bible on my desk, I would get in trouble by the parents.
Well, Bradley, what happens when it's the ACLU or the ADA or one of these other subversive groups calls the school and says, well, you can't have him there. He's going to be talking about Christianity. What do you do and how do you neutralize them and go right ahead and do what's right?
Well, we have a platform, and our platform is radio 6 days a week. We have many affiliates across the United States, as do we do columns every week. So every time I get hit, we have firepower. And we can retaliate. We can respond. We can put the light on these people. Well, the fact of the matter is they've done it to me so many times, you don't ever see them publish it. You only see the people that will attack me are the bloggers. And what's interesting about that is not a one of them has ever come to my high school assembly program. Not a one of them. And so, as a matter of fact, we even had Matt Labesh from Weekly Standard, the senior editor, go on tour with us for a week. And just to show you how the people respond, let me make this point. When Matt Labesh, the senior editor for the Weekly Standard, went on the road with us for 5 days, he was there the whole time. He's a great guy. He's a friend of ours now. Interestingly enough, when he published that, we had received one email. I did a school in Arkansas in the Ozarks. I didn't know that I was up in a community where it was a gay population. And in saying that, they just came after me. As a matter of fact, it was in three states on the front page of the paper. Just, you know, gay basher, bigot, hater, never said anything about any of the stuff they accused me of. But what was interesting about that is the Huffington Post picked it up. I had over 10,000 responses instantaneously, because people love the fact that someone's caught in the fire. But we need to understand that we're called to be in the battle. Jesus said, "Where I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me." Now, going back to what you just said, Stan, every time they've ever attacked me, it's interesting, they duck and hide when they know that I'm going to respond. And the ACLU did the same thing when we did that school in Dunkerton, Iowa. Without getting into the whole story for the sake of time, when we did that school, the ACLU and the homosexualists, Iowa Safe Schools, came after me. The ACLU published something on their website. I caught wind of it. I freeze-framed the picture, their screen. I copied the page. I called our attorney. Our attorney instantly called the ACLU, sent them a letter. The ACLU pulled it down from their website, and they said to our attorney, "What are you talking about?" Little did they know that I have, and I still have, that piece of paper. And these people love to manipulate. They love to lie. They love to intimidate, because what they hate more than anything is facts. And they are not ruled by law. They are tyrannical, and they mean to rule through totalitarian means. But when you stand up to them and you expose them for who they are, thus far, God has never failed us one time. They have always bowed, or they hid themselves every time we stood up.
And because, of course, you're in the right and they're in the wrong, and the right. Last thing they really want to get is this case sent back to the Supreme Court again. Because this time, I really think that the Supreme Court would come out strongly against it. They're frightened to death that this is going to occur, and that's why they're running for cover, because they know that the first time around, it was a conspiracy. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued.
Well, this is Dr. Gold Stan. I guess this evening has been Bradley D. He's on the front lines of the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Bradley, God bless you. Thank you for everything you do. And thank you very much for being with us tonight and sharing your faith and your thoughts with our listeners.
Thank you very much, Bradley. God bless
you. Good night. God bless. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. I do hope you enjoy Bradley D. He's certainly one of our favorite. Yes, and his information is vitally important. And we should we had more people out there on the front lines of this battle, but understand that what he's saying is true. Basically, so many of the cases they've been settled have been settled simply because the lawyers defending Christianity were actually betraying it. You don't understand. We're dealing with truly diabolical people with an intense hatred for Christianity. We're using all sorts of tricks, but remember the last thing they want would be a case to go to the Supreme Court again, because the first decision by the Supreme Court was totally fraudulent, part of a conspiracy, because the Masons, which are part of a secret conspiracy, control the Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971, majorities of 5-4, 6-3. They know exactly what they've done, and you will never hear this mentioned by our religious leaders across America. We have to ask why. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily and listener supported and dependent upon those of you who listen to us to help us as we reach out 5 hours a day of more than just I know anybody else or at least as much as anybody else in the nation. I certainly
so if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
The survival of Christian civilization. And I'm firmly convinced that if there's not going to be a great revival, that we're going to lose this country. I believe that God is going to bring and is already now beginning to bring his judgment on America. Because America has turned against God and not trouble for my country. As I said earlier, when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. And let me tell you, when his justice comes on America, why you will travel as well. This is the time we hope many of you will give serious consideration to join me with Radio Liberty family of supporters. We are reaching more people every single day. As people tell people who actually begin listening, and certainly a lot of people are not in a position to help us financially. We understand that. And more people are going to get into more and more problems financially, but we do have a few people who are certainly a small number of people who are faithful in their giving, and that's how we're able to maintain our networks across America. We're on 3 different networks, actually 4 different networks, and basically we need your help to continue doing what we're doing. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs, where you can listen to our radio programs 4 hours a day live and 24 hours a day archive, where you can read our newsletters. We hope you'll go to our other website there. Our videos around the web, and we're certainly posting things there several times a week, which we think are important, and that will help you to understand what's going on and keep you on the cutting edge of the events which are unfolding, because things are happening and happening very, very rapidly today. We're heading towards a war in the Middle East. It's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when and how vicious and how many millions of people are going to die. And I really fear that when we do have that war, America will not escape, certainly. And since America has turned against God, I really tremble when I reflect that God may very well bring his judgment upon us. And we do hope, of course, as you will suddenly understand, we're moving towards a financial crisis. We may very well have suddenly an EMP attack, something else. I don't know how this is going to play out. But I do know that God is in charge, and I do know that God brings judgment on nations. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Pray for revival and pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
Show. It is 8 January 2014. It is Tuesday. Thank you for joining us. Hope you are starting to thaw out wherever you are.